All right. It's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. You've got it tuned to KHUM. We've been keeping an eye on the election returns this morning. The most exciting has, of course, been the 5th District. Ryan Sundberg going for a re-election. Steve Madron trying to oust him. Last night, it looked like Sundberg was going to win re-election fairly easily, although it was a close vote. But as of this morning, 100% of the precincts reporting in, it looks like Madron ahead by 33 votes. We've got Hank Sims on the line from the Lost Coast Outpost. Good morning, Hank.
Morning, Cliff. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is rather exciting. 33 votes.
Yeah, 33 votes, but there are, you know, at least 1,000 votes left to be counted. Many, many votes left to be counted in that race.
So are those ones left to be counted, are they mail-in ballots, provisional ballots? What is that?
Yeah, there'll be a lot. So a lot of them are, I think, absentee ballots or ballots from vote-by-mail precincts where, mm-hmm. you know, where whole precincts have to, you know, or they don't go to the polls. They just have to mail their ballots in. And when those ballots arrive at the elections office too late to be counted, you know, say in the last couple of days, then they put them in a pile and wait to count them until after the election is over.
Wow. Okay. And I guess it doesn't really matter unless it's a close call, as it is here.
Well, I mean they
do
they
count
always
them.
Do this. I mean, this is not unusual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I looked back in 2004, in you know, June 2004 or 2014, the last time that Ryan Sundberg ran for re-election, and there were something like, you know, 1,400 votes left to be counted between the election night final report and the final election report, which will come in a couple of weeks. So there's always, you know, they can never, you know, these things arrive by mail. They only have so many poll workers. They only have so many machines to tabulate the votes. And so it always takes a while to get all the votes finally counted. Then there's the matter of provisional ballots, too, which you mentioned, which are ballots that are cast when, say, somebody shows up at the wrong polling place. They're allowed to vote anyway, but then they, you know, they keep those aside and make sure that the person who cast the ballot for
actually
that
registered,
you know, in that race mm-hmm. actually registered and is a registered voter and is, you know, and is of the precinct that she said she was from. And then today, this year too, they have same day registration. You know, you could register to vote on election day itself down at the county elections office.
Wow.
And when I talked to clerk recorder Kelly Sanders yesterday, she said there seemed to be quite a few people doing that. That their business was brisk there in the county elections office.
That's amazing. I wouldn't have believed that people would wait until the last second to register, let alone vote. But so I'm taking a look at this, and it looks like if you're just looking at the mail-in votes, it looks like Ryan Sundberg has quite an advantage there as opposed to the walk-up vote.
Yeah.
So I was wondering. I was just wondering with all the ones yet to be counted, and a lot of them are mail-in votes, do you think that'll tip it towards Sundberg?
Well, that can be deceiving. I mean, I've been covering elections in Humboldt County for how many years now? 15 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the pattern is that those early votes, the people who mail in their absentee ballots on the day that they receive them, or, you know, very well in advance, are heavily skewed conservative compared to the rest of the electorate. And the ones that arrive in the ballot, you know, in the mail to the elections office late, and that late batch of mail-in votes, they tend to be mirror the precinct vote more than they do the mail-in vote.
Interesting.
Still too early to call, but it's actually
the walk-up vote has Madron up by nearly 52%.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, who knows what happened in this race. Like I said, this is a really close race. 33 votes is not many votes. So it could go either way. But the historical trend looks good for Madron in that sense.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll have to wait and see. You said this, it's about 2 weeks before this officially gets certified?
I think it's 3 weeks, like that. They usually get certified at the end of the month. Sometimes the elections office will issue a report in between now and then, but they don't always do that, and no one knows if they'll do it at this time. And once they get those extra late absentee ballots counted, they'll issue a report before it is officially certified. But it's probably going to be weeks. Yeah.
Wow. Well, we'll have to. We'll all be holding our breath. I'm sure Sundberg and Madron will be holding their breath even more. very exciting.
So
let me ask you this. I know in large elections, recounts are common if it's very tight. What about in Humboldt County elections? Do we have a history of any recounts ever?
Yeah, there was a recount for Eureka City elections. This was maybe 10 years ago, and
okay.
Quite a while ago, but there was a very close race for city council person, and I think mayor. There were like a couple of races in the city of Eureka that were very close, and there were recounts, and the candidate has to pay for a recount if it's it's not encouraged, but mm-hmm. if it's very close, there might be some sort of provision for automatic recounts if it's very, very close. It has happened before, and the results did not change.
What was really interesting is that late last night, it looked like Sundberg had a pretty decent lead. I'm kind of surprised that it changed so much at the last moment overnight.
I'm guessing, but it might be the fact, and we won't know until the final precinct-by-precinct report comes out, but I'm guessing that what might have happened there is that Sundberg lives in McKinleyville. He's got a base of voters in McKinleyville, mm-hmm. and those first precinct reports that came in were probably concentrated in the McKinleyville area just because it's the big metropolitan area
right.
of that district and closest to the elections office. So I'm guessing that the second report that came out last night, which reflected something like 1,000 votes cast at the precinct level, came from McKinleyville, where Sundberg probably, I'm guessing, ran strong.
Yep. Well, very, very exciting and very tight race. And if anyone ever says my vote doesn't count, look at this. 33 votes separating the two candidates. Pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
All right, Hank Sims, thank you so much for talking to us this morning and explaining this a little bit further. And we'll just keep an eye on this for the next couple of weeks. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so we will. Thanks, Cliff.
All righty. That is Hank Sims of the Lost Coast Outpost, of course.